Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. Victoria has recorded 1,466 new COVID-19 infections and 8 deaths. It's the second consecutive day that daily case numbers in the state have gone down. The Health Department confirmed over 19,000 active cases in the state. More than 36,000 Victorians were vaccinated at state-run centres on Monday. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews wants people who can bring their second vaccine forward to do so as soon as possible.
We want to get to the 70 number as fast as we can. So anyone out there who's got a second dose appointment booked outside the 26th of October that can be brought forward, I'd encourage them to bring it forward.
New South Wales had 360 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases in the 24 hours to 8 o'clock last night. The state also recorded 5 coronavirus deaths. The vaccination rate sits at 90.4% first dose for people over 16, while 74% have had 2 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. The World Health Organization says immunocompromised people should get an extra dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The WHO says it's because the immune response to standard vaccination for these people is likely to be less strong, so they are at a higher risk of severe COVID-19 disease. Alejandro Craviotto is the chairman of the WHO's Strategic Advisory Group.
For the severely or moderately immunocompromised persons, SAGE recommended that they should be offered an additional dose of all of the WHO EUL COVID-19 vaccines that have been approved.
The UN Health Agency says currently some 3.5 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered around the world. And Prince Charles has expressed surprise that Prime Minister Scott Morrison hasn't yet committed to attend the upcoming UN Climate Summit in Glasgow. The Prince of Wales was asked by the BBC about Australia's action on climate change ahead of the COP26 UN Climate Change Conference. World leaders, including Joe Biden, Boris Johnson, the Queen and the Pope, will be at the event, but Mr. Morrison is yet to say whether he'll be there. Prince Charles says it's important that all world leaders attend because time is running out for action on climate change.
This is a last chance saloon, because if we don't really take the decisions that are vital now, it's going to be almost impossible to catch up.
This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I'm Stephanie Corsetti.